Planeta bolilor rare.
Hello, I am Dan Alexandru and I welcome you to another edition of the Planet of Rare Diseases. Today we are honored to talk with Theodora Katsila from the National Genetic Database Association of Greece. She attended the Princess Al Jawara International event in Bahrain, which was an international scientific workshop aimed to discuss the mechanisms of preparing a national and Gulf registry for rare diseases and a Gulf plan to deal with rare diseases using international expertise. The workshop was the first of its kind in the Kingdom of Bahrain and brought together international experts in genomics, scientific research, public health and patient rights advocacies, all of whom discussed ways of placing rare diseases as an important priority in the healthcare agenda and promote scientific research in the field of rare diseases. The workshop dealt with many topics that discuss the rare diseases in the age of the genome and its impact on healthcare, EU strategies in the field of rare diseases, national plans to deal with rare diseases, the rare diseases registries, the international experience in prevention, diagnosis, and new medicine available for rare diseases, best practices in rare diseases, genetic resources, international cooperation in rare diseases research, and an overview of the global and national network of patients. Let's listen to what Dr. Theodora Katsila has to say.
First of all, I would like to introduce yourself and I'd like to thank you for accepting to speak with Radio Noro and to share with us a few information about yourself and about your involvement in the rare disease field.
Mm-hmm. So it was a pleasure meeting you here in Bahrain in this workshop dedicated on rare diseases. I'm a researcher, I'm a senior researcher and an academic scholar in the University of Patras, currently working with George Patrinos. And I have been in that position for the last 2 years, working with him on rare diseases and being more active in the European project called RD Connect. So our activities as a group and also my personal interest is both in basic research questions, how we can get information from the genome and the proteome and the metabolome, and if we get answers addressing those questions, again take more information on in their individual variability and why people are different, so we want to treat each patient with an optimum way. And we also were involved with George in building up registries and national databases. We have been doing that for Greece, but we also did that with the DrugVar database and the FIND-based databases, so collecting information for rare disease patients. And of course, public health genomics is of interest in both of us, since we need to have what we call cost-effective solutions. So solutions and treatments and how we can support rare disease patients and their families in an affordable way. Because if this way is affordable, then it's going to be also sustainable. So it's never going to stop. It's going to be for a lifetime, ideally.
Yeah. What are your plans for the future?
Mm-hmm. So we and myself really think of a better place for all patients and especially rare disease patients. We don't really stay on what numbers tell us, so we don't think of a rare disease patient as a rare disease patient but as a patient himself, and we want to approach those patients from the perspective of research, from the perspective of public health, and we want to educate professionals and basically raise awareness for the public. We truly believe that we need to collaborate in this perspective internationally and nationally, and our big impact will only be in place if awareness can be raised and if people know how to not misdiagnose and mistreat those patients.
Okay. Do you have any message for our listeners at Radio Noro?
What I would like to tell to those listening, and as a person being blessed for having patients with rare diseases in my life, I would say that you're not rare, you are special and unique, and we are blessed to have you because we can learn and we can teach ourselves and we can make us all better humans.
Thank you so much for accepting
Thank
to speak
you.
With us.
Thank you
very much.
I am Dan Alexandru and I thank you for tuning in to Radio Noro's Planet of Rare Diseases show. I hope we will see you again next week.
Ascultă Radio Noro, vocea pacienților.